Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlicker here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. Here for this week, and I'm, wow. Let's talk about what the tearing down the White House means. This is obviously the worst thing that's ever happened. Liberals, who are famous for not wanting to destroy monuments, statuary, or other ancient things, or they were famous for it for the last couple days. Before that, they were highly in favor of it, are freaking out about the White House. Now, am I going to sit here and explain to you why that is objectively ridiculous? And it's important to do this, but for normals, not for you. But I could sit here and go, well, you know, it's been redone this many times, and it's not an unusual thing. It's not a strange thing. They're actually being really unreasonable about it. Dude, we know they're unreasonable. They're freaking spazzes. Okay? They are freaks. They are weirdos. They are losers. They are mutations. We get that. We don't have to prove it. We just know it. Let's look at what it means. What's it mean to them when the best thing they can come up with is Trump's destroying the White House? And it's manifestly untrue, and everyone knows it's manifestly untrue. I mean, what kind of position are you in when your entire thing is literally insane? I mean, it's crazy, right? It's kooky. But that's the best they have. That's all they have. You know, I would feel bad for them, except I hate them, and I want them to suffer. But you look at where they're at, and they're going off on something like this, which is crazy. Now, half the people, I mean, it's not effective. And I'm talking about this not as a moral thing. Oh, they're bad people for saying this, something that's obviously not true. Yeah, we got it. Even the crazy part doesn't matter that much, because I don't care if they're insane. I just care, or at least I'm curious about why they are so tactically inept. I mean, do they think this is going to work? Do they imagine that this is going to somehow end in a positive way for them? Do they think that by some miracle, this is going to be what takes Trump down? But then again, what's the last thing that took Trump down? Trump was going to take $130 million from somebody to pay the troops. Are you really? Is that the hill you want to die on? Let's stop Trump and taking money from somebody to pay the troops? Now, technically, it is illegal, probably under the Anti-Deficiency Act. I guess the Democrats could sue him for it. And I'll tell you what, I would love the Democrats to sue him for it. Yes, please get out there after you've closed the government. I want you to sue Donald Trump to make sure those troops don't get paid. They are tactically and strategically unsound. Now, of course, the entire shutdown thing is another giant own goal. Because, yes, again, I know all the arguments about why it's not Trump's shutdown or why it is. Right? I know the arguments. None of them matter. All that matters is what voters think. Harry Entit on CNN. Okay? He's the guy there who tells them what they don't want to hear. He says, at the beginning of shutdown till now, Trump's approval rating has gone up. People are not blaming Trump for the shutdown. And of course, they shouldn't blame him for a shutdown, but that doesn't matter. The Democrats desperately want him to intervene in this shutdown thing so that they can leverage Trump bad man to help gain the initiative back. Trump's like, nah, I don't care. Other than, well, I'm going to find some money somewhere to help the troops out. And it may be illegal, but you're free to sue me to make sure the troops don't get paid. Go for it. I think that's a great plan. I want you to do that for sure. Please do so. Then there's another thing. Now, Steve Bannon out there, and Steve Bannon's what my mom used to call a shit disturber. He just likes to disturb shit. He is a chaos agent for the sheer joy of sowing chaos. So he gets out there and he totally straight face. with these guys because he knows exactly what's going to happen. Because he worked with Andrew Breitbart, and Andrew Breitbart was a master of the media. He knew exactly what they'd react to. Bannon knows exactly what they're reacting to. So he gets out there, and he's completely straight-faced. And Bannon is, oh, yeah, there's no question that Trump will serve a third term. None at all. He's sitting there totally straight-faced. And, of course, that gets clipped. Every liberal is out there, see where we are! See what's happening? They're just telling us what's going to happen. Okay. Now, again, this is something that's objectively crazy. There is no legal scholar out there who believes that in any way you can get around the 22nd Amendment and have Donald Trump serve another term. Okay? Steve Bannon does not believe Trump's going to serve another term. He does not think that. He will tell you he thinks that because he thinks you're stupid. But he's not really talking to you. He's talking to leftists who he knows are going to take a piece of his interview and blow it up and make it viral. So you get people on Twitter and you read through Twitter X, whatever you want to call it. And there are people going, see where we're at. This is where we are. They're not going to have an election in 2026. And it's not just, you know, Joe Rando 69 who's doing this. You know, I saw a little starlet was doing it. Not that she's that important, but, you know, you had a little starlet out there going, what's her name? Sophie Bush or something. I don't know who she is. She's probably like one of those CW stars, which is like a movie star is not really a movie star. And then there's Gavin Newsom, who's like, understand, they're not going to allow the elections to take place. Okay, dude, they're going to let the elections take place. And any person who's not insane knows that. Now, you may want to push this for whatever reason because you think it helps you. But what you're relying on is that your own listeners, your own readers, your own constituents are freaking morons. Now, look, I'm a Los Angeles trial lawyer, or at least I was. And I certainly respect the cynicism. Okay? I get it. That's glorious. Good for you. You think very little of people. I admire that. But wow. I mean, talking about low expectations, I'm going to come out and say something that is certifiably insane. And I'm going to give Gavin Newsom credit. While I don't think he's ever going to, you know, be in running for the Particle Physics Nobel Prize. I don't think he's a complete moron. He knows this isn't going to happen. Thing after thing after thing about Trump. And they're all crazy. Why do you do them? I think the answer is obvious. You want to pump up in the short term, you know, crazy or support. By leveraging crazy, stupid people on your side. You want to mobilize them. You want to energize them. We got elections in Virginia and New Jersey. And I think there's New York City, of course. And, of course, we got Pennsylvania judges. You want to energize voters for those. But you also want attention. No publicity is bad publicity. You have these drooling morons sitting at home watching MSNBC, doom scrolling through X. And here comes Gavin Newsom saying, we have to prepare. See where we are right now. Understand, Donald Trump is not going to allow the 26 elections to take place. He's not going to leave office in 28. He's telling you through Steve Bannon. Well, actually, Trump said it too. But, again, still screwing with people. You think Trump's there going, no, I'm totally going to be president again. Yeah, it's going to work. No, that isn't what he's going to do. That's not a thing. And it works in the short term. Gavin Newsom is right now, you know, in some polls, because other polls have Kamala Harris. I don't ask me how. Gavin Newsom is currently leading the Democrat nomination stakes for 2028 because he's getting attention. They know it. He's fighting. Now, of course, that's a pretty lame definition of fighting. You know, I'm going to say something that's literally insane that I know is so stupid, no reasonable person's going to believe it. And then I will, you know, get the attention, get the donations, get the support, get the name rec. I'll do all those things. Very cynical, very short-sighted. Because what happens down the road to normal people who hear this? Donald Trump's not going to let the 2026 midterm elections take place. Okay. And then they do. And so it's the 2028 election. Then they do take place. And, you know, the east wing of the White House, which no one knew existed. Did you know there was an east wing of the White House? I don't mean in kind of the, well, there's a west wing. I guess there's probably an east wing, right? You know, or was it wouldn't make much sense. I've been to the White House. I went in the east wing. There's nothing over there. There wasn't anything over there. There's just some extra space. Trump's going to put in this nice ballroom, right, which they can use for state dinners and that sort of thing. Seems like a reasonable thing to do. No, it's the worst thing ever. It's insane. It's terrible. Brosi's literally Hitler. So what's going to happen? He's going to tear this thing down. He's going to build a beautiful, lovely, adorable East Wing ballroom. It's going to be glorious. And people are going to go, oh, that's pretty cool. That's good. Proud of it now. The United States has a presidential ballroom worthy of the president. I'm back. Sorry. Small interruption. Life happens. I'm going to the airport to pick up Irina. She was on a trip. So keeping you updated. But again, do you think that normal people, now the lunatics are never going to get tired of this. The crazy people, the ones who go to No Kings rallies, the guys who've had their dignity surgically removed, along with their testicles, and that's just the women, they're never going to change. But normal people, if you're out there and you see Gavin Newsom is saying Donald Trump's not going to let any election happen, and then he's in an election, you know, with Donald Trump's successor, aren't normal people going to say, you know, Gavin Newsom was telling me exactly the opposite. He was saying something completely different. Maybe I can't trust him. Maybe he's not giving me the straight story. Maybe he's a liar. Maybe he's an idiot. When you're going between liar and idiot, when those are your two options, not good. The fact is, it's going to help him in the short term. And maybe he's thinking the long term will take care of itself, but he's planting the seeds for failure. Trump's planting the seeds for success. We've seen them sprout. Okay? We've seen them sprout. Trump has taken nothing but grief over genocide in Gaza. You're supporting genocide. Then Trump does a peace treaty and gets all the hostages out. Plants the seed, waters it, it grows, it blooms. Trump looks like a hero. His critics look like freaking morons. Right? This ballroom. Trump's planting the seeds of a wonderful grand opening for the ballroom. Where people, normal people are going to look at it and go, you know, it's a pretty nice ballroom. Look, I've actually stayed, I stayed in the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. And I got to tell you, it was freaking beautiful. Now, I know a little about construction, not only because I've had to rebuild two houses, not only because I'm rebuilding my bathroom now or working with my contractor to do it. I represented contractors. I did a lot of construction litigation at one point in my career. And I know a little about quality. And the Trump Tower, Trump Hotel was a quality hotel. The little fixtures where joints met. You know, there weren't little construction failures that I can see because I've seen a million construction inspections. Trump knows construction. It's high end. It's going to be gorgeous. Okay? Yes, he tends to like a lot of gold foil and stuff. That's a style thing. It's not a quality thing. You can change styles, but you can't change quality. And look, I've got, you know, even if you don't like Donald Trump, you should always understand what your opponent is thinking and the truth about your opponent, or you're not going to be able to fight him. If you don't like Donald Trump, you should at least, at a minimum, concede the guy makes quality stuff. He's going to come out. It's going to be glorious. You know what else is going to be glorious? The economy. Okay? I watch my retirement money up, 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 up. And so have you. Now, there are problems. There are challenges. Yeah. More jobs. Yeah, AI's starting to get rid of people. Look at what Amazon's doing. That's going to be a big issue. But the economy is getting better. Inflation is way down. And of course, when I say inflation, I'm not treating you like an idiot. The prices are still high. Okay. Inflation is the rate of increase. It's not the rate of decrease. Deflation brings a whole slew of its own problems. We're not looking for deflation. We're looking for inflation. The prices are not going to come down in general. What's going to happen is they're not going to go up as much. You and I know that. Dumb people don't. Again. But next year, the economy is going to be kicking butt. The economy is going to be amazing next year. And Donald Trump's seed will have grown, despite them all saying all these bad things about it. That's the secret of Donald Trump. He doesn't care about the short term. He cares about the long term. Guys like Gavin Newsom and the idiots were saying, he's destroying our heritage by tearing down the White House. That's short term thinking, and it ain't going to work out well for him. That's my unredacted for this week. Follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my town hall columns. American Apocalypse is the latest book. Los Angeles, the book with Arena right before that. I want to thank you members of VIP, especially because you guys are incredible. Take a look at the Platinum VIP experience to maximize your VIP-ness. That kind of didn't come out exactly like I wanted. In any case, thank you for being part of the Town Hall family. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.